Whip. Three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 63. Thank you. You can find us on Twitter at @normally_norm. You can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com or go to our website www..
I'm writing it down. So we got eight dots, and how many W's? I'm trying to make sure I go to the right side.
Yeah, you got it. Three, normallynormalcrew, normallynormal.com, fuck off.
normallynormal.com/fuck off.
/fuck off, all the dots. I've been one of your hosts. Thank you so much. We gotta go, guys.
That was our episode. We loved it.
We gotta go. I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. Hello, Josh.
Hey, I am, will be, and have been one of your hosts, Josh Patton on Twitter at @Patton_Josh. Been a pleasure, will be a pleasure, currently is a pleasure.
Aw.
Yeah.
And Brian.
Brian,
it's me, Brian.
Brian, sound normal, real normal.
It's me, Brian. BCK and stuff.
Yeah. We'd love to follow you with these generalizations of, you know, just your initials and, you know,
Josh, where's Brian? Josh, where's Brian?
Brian is in Mexico with his mama.
Ooh, mamacita?
Mamacita.
I told him the very last text that he might have received from me was, do not, for the love of God, forget to record Hanging with Judes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang with Judes.
So this episode should have intermittently you and me back and forth cutting to Brian in Mexico, but we'll try to call him. We'll see. I don't know if he's is down to do that, but
his mom lives in Mexico now. She takes care of animals, so yep. Brian went down to go visit her. And the same old excuse we've always heard from everybody.
Well, also, I mean, Brian needs help. He's a little animal himself.
No, he's a little rascal.
I'm
going to lock him up.
Somebody lock that boy up in a zoo.
Put him in a kill shelter.
Oh, man. All right, cool. We'll eventually talk about the the whole dog's purpose. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Because that really just got me going. The minute I saw that, I was like, I
yeah,
know,
we just watched the behind-the-scenes video that everyone's been sharing and telling people to boycott the movie A Dog's Purpose. We just watched it because we don't actually have seen it to talk about it. And, real depressing thing to watch right before we start.
Yeah, it seems like the trainer in quotes, was trying to basically do everything not to throw the dog in there, but eventually it looks like he did.
Just kind of pushed him and then held him by the neck.
In like a heavy current water, and eventually the dog got to the end of it, and it almost looks like divers had to save him.
Yeah.
It's insane. That's insane, man. But it's like, and that's one thing you always see at the end, you know, animals were harmed, like at the end of this movie. What's Dog Purpose going to say?
Yo,
animals were harmed.
Yeah, not so much harm, but like traumatized, you have nightmares for life.
Nightmares for life.
Dog's Purpose, make us a profit.
So I don't know, Josh, what is your opinion on having someone do something they don't want to do, but if it's good for the shot?
I mean, you got to figure out a way to get that done where the dog is not traumatized.
We've done some wild waste stuff,
or you just,
and I didn't want to do it, and you said, Leo, do this.
Oh, yeah, were you traumatized?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm just glad that there's no behind-the-scenes video of people seeing me traumatize you.
Tossing me in like you're running water for no reason.
Yeah, if they can't get it, sorry, you got to figure out a new way, or you got to CGI that dog in later and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, I know money's on the line, but also, like, you know, they have people on set who are supposed to be making sure that all of this is, you know, being legal and not animal cruelty and stuff like that. And I remember I was on doing a commercial or something, and there was a kid in the video, and so she had like a teacher on set, and they were doing like homework between takes, and she was telling me that she like was working on a set. She, you know, she's just like a on set teacher, and so there was one commercial where there was like a live, I think, alligator. And like a kid, and
wait, the alligator kid?
No, there's like a human kid and a live alligator, Okay, and like the director was wanting the kid to stand like really close to it, and the dad was like, no, "That's fine." And the teacher's like, "No, no, no," because the teacher like knew all like the rules of stuff. I was like, "No, you can't do that. You cannot have this child that close to that alligator. That it's insane."
And so the dad was also upset.
The dad of the kid was like, "Yeah, I guess it's fine." Like he was just taking the word of the director. Yeah, put my kid in the alligator.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
If you ever adopt me,
which I might.
Could you please tell me you have free reign, so I'll sign something if I need to.
Yeah.
And put a hashtag and make sure everyone knows it's official.
Yeah.
That I can, you can put me anywhere you want.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Now I'm definitely going to adopt you.
Thank you.
Now that I know I can put you wherever you want. All right.
So in this commercial.
That was it. So that just like, she knew all these rules and regulations, and, you know, so she stepped in as sort of like the other, guardian of this child. I was like, no, can't do that. So there needs to be people
That's cool of her.
Yeah. So there needs to be people on. And she said, the next day on the shoot, the mom was there on set, not the dad. Found out, got real mad. But yeah. The dad was like, yeah, put him back to the alligator.
Dad's like,
whatever.
Yeah. Maybe the alligator kills my kid. I don't know. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. So I was like, there needs to be people on set like who are, you know, there should have been someone freaking out that the fact that they were trying to force that dog to do that. So,
I wish it was you. Oh, I thought the alligator.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but for the dog's purpose, there should have been someone on set who's like, why, you can't do this.
I think that's maybe who was filming. It kind of seems like after watching that full video, it seemed like maybe he was like, oh, he's good. Okay, he's gonna throw him in. It sounds like it might have been.
I don't know. I mean, the way they were
laughing at it almost.
Yeah, so it seems like that's what my thought of some random crew person who was just like, thought it was funny. If the person who's in charge of the dog safety was the one like recording the video, then they gotta get a new person.
I also would say the person who's in charge of the dog safety is probably the trainer who is. Mm-hmm. You know, his butt's on the line too. Like, hey, like, make sure this dog can do this shot.
Yeah.
And if it can't, you're fired. And you know, there's a lot of other German shepherds that can be tossed in water.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying that it happens.
The trainer.
But it's
care more about money than the dog's
and it's happiness. It's very cool that somebody filmed that, or else that never would have been come to light. And it's also like, you know, what else happens? Like, in movies with like animal cruelty and stuff like that, that just
isn't. I made a friggin' YouTube video with a monkey and a dog, and they had like multiple handlers and stuff for each animal who were constantly making sure that everything we were doing was safe and nothing was gonna cause discomfort or something like that, because the dog was like in a car for a while, so we had like, you know, they were like kind of monitoring, like, okay, we gotta take a break, we gotta let the dog out, let it, you know, and all that, you know, keep the air on and stuff like that. That, you know, that was for a freaking YouTube video, and so, you know, the fact that there's like a huge big budget movie, and they're just like, meh, whatever.
I mean, I don't know. Well, let's take a step back and say maybe not dog's purpose is a big budget
movie. I don't know. They got like Dennis Quaid and stuff like that. They got
Did you hear how much the budget was?
How much was it big?
$300 million.
Oh.
It costs a little bit more than Force Awakens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, it's a shame because now it's going to be boycotted. No one's going to see it.
Yeah, no one's going to see it. And, you know, just they. And also, Grand Moff Tarkin, spoiler alert, is also in this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
CGI?
Yeah. He comes up and you can, like, it's just the Death Star passes by like a moon.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear Tarkin go, hey, everybody.
Is that my dog?
What's its purpose? And he comes around a couple times, obviously.
Makes laps.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a moon. It takes a while, but they speed it up because that sounds like a really boring shot to just have, like, okay, every 24 hours he's going to come around. But then the dog looks up and goes, that's no moon. And he goes, ooh, got me. And he takes off. By the way, we saw the Death Star in Rogue One do warp. I didn't know that was the thing that the Death Star could do.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
And it was, he was like, all right, let's move it. I didn't know the Death Star could fucking move. I thought it was permanently at that one planet.
Yeah, me too.
Which, like, I guess would be dumb because that's the only planet that you can blow up if you're only sitting by that planet.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, like,
because
I never thought about it. Like, it can move like that. Then it's like, why, well, then why in like A New Hope, why didn't it just warp away?
The Death Star?
Yeah. If it could just leave. And you got all these X-Wings who are, like, flying all up in it, trying to blow it up. Why don't you just leave? Warp it away.
Do you think it's because they didn't know about the porthole? They're like, these X-Wings aren't going to do shit to us. We're the Death Star.
I don't know. I mean, that's why that one guy got fired. It was because, like, they know there's a weakness. They knew it was, like, made by, made by someone who hates them.
Why didn't it leave?
Yeah, why did it just sit there and get blown up? twice.
Oh my God, you're right. Then again, okay, so the second one was not officially completed.
Yeah, that's true.
But the first one we know now was in full working order, that it literally teleported to that other planet and blew up everything.
Yeah.
Oh my God, why didn't it leave?
Yeah.
In A New Hope, why didn't it just take off?
Huh. Also,
you know what? Rogue Two.
Rogue Two.
We gotta figure out why it didn't take off. Yeah. It's another group of people.
They somehow like disabled. Oh man, we can't leave anymore.
And that's the movie.
Yeah.
Oh man, we can't leave anymore. Why? Because these rebels disabled their thing. All right.
Yeah, that's the whole plot. It's just some new rebels, new rogues who are just trying to disable the fact that it can't warp away anymore. All right, well, cool. We got that accomplished too.
Even though it's like hours.
Yeah.
Hours after A New Hope. That's a really good point and a probably a massive plot hole that why has no one talked about.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You just sat there and took it.
Then again, I've done that.
What if we
that
saw?
That sounds really sad when I just quietly say I've done that.
What if we see? What if we see a behind the scenes video of on the set? Like TMZ somehow got this on the set from a New Hope.
What are you gonna say?
And it's you know the scene where they're like they go down the garbage chute and like they're in like that muck.
Yeah.
What if like the Wookiee doesn't want to get in and like gotta throw him in. They're trying to get him in there and they won't. And like what if that footage came out now? Would people boycott Star Wars?
Yes.
Nice.
They would go back and say, I will never see that in theaters again. Yeah. And everyone's like, no, you won't. It's been out of theaters for 40 years. Mm. Interesting. Is Chewbacca, let's get into this because we're already talking about Star Wars. Is Chewbacca an animal? Because I think it's more of like a human thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're a race of
smarties.
They're
race of smarties?
Yeah, they're like sentient. Like they build houses and they have like a culture and stuff like that. They're not, I would say they're closer to, they're just an alien race.
If you can name their planet, I will bones you across the table.
It begins with a K. Like,
you're right.
Kakar.
It's Kakar. No, it's not. Come on.
It's got some K's, H, A, Z's, several A's actually. Kazakh.
You know
Kazakar.
What? You're close with the K.
So Kazakhstan.
Bones across the table for Kashyyyk.
Ah.
Done.
Nice.
That was a very... Josh and I are sitting in different spots than we normally do.
Brian's spot since his spot's open because he's in Mexico visiting his mom who lived there to take care of animals. That same old story.
Same old story that everyone tells.
Yeah.
That everyone tells.
Anytime anyone's not where they're supposed to be, it's because they're in Mexico visiting their mom.
Do you know this is the last podcast we'll do? In Obama's America.
Yep. Tomorrow's D-Day.
Tomorrow's D-Day.
Mm, yeah.
DT Day. Donald Trump Day. Oh Josh, you got a text. What did you get a text?
Oh, no. Someone Fitbit notification told me I hit my step goals.
Like, nice.
Shut up.
What are you at?
Oh, I mean, I hit it earlier, like hours ago. 10,000. I don't know.
Maybe it just now it
just registered. But yeah, I saw a tweet. Oh, no. Twitter, why'd you close? Dang it. I had this tweet, like, saved.
Is this related to
inauguration?
Okay, that is tomorrow for those non-Americans.
If you're listening,
congratulations.
By the time you're listening to this, it's already happened. He has taken over. But so I saw a tweet saying this should terrify every American. Starting at noon on Friday, the United States won't have a functioning executive branch. So here are the stats, according to Twitter. There are 690 Senate confirmable jobs. The new administration, Trump, they have nominated 28 out of 690. And as of 12:15 Friday, there won't be an executive branch. Seems odd. And someone wrote, says, yeah, I was talking with some White House staff a few weeks ago. They are freaked out over this. They are just leaving briefing books on the desks. No one is coming by for advice or instructions on what to do. So the entire executive branch, they have not hired one.
Well, the executive branch is the president. So,
but like all of his staff.
I know, but I'm saying
whole
like
staff.
So yeah, it's that
right
is
now
included.
It's Trump and 28 people when there should be 690.
I completely agree with that, but it's the executive branch is the president because the president has final say on everything. So it's like if the Senate rot something, he could veto it, and then if the Supreme Court could then overrule
I'm saying
that.
Like the White House is not staffed.
No,
there are 690 jobs of people who work there, and right now they've hired 28 because they all leave. all of Obama's staff, everyone in the White House gone.
Yeah, you have to.
And they were supposed to have been hiring and all this stuff this whole time, like since he won the election from November to January, supposed to be staffing this up. And they've staffed 28 people out of 690. And tomorrow's swear-in day. So, yeah, so they're leaving instruction booklets on the desk. Like, all right, well, we don't know who our replacements are, so bye. Don't know who to train.
That's frightening and that's scary. And obviously, a lot of people are freaked out. And man, I'm just, there's so many people on Facebook.
Like, what's going to happen? Like, going to happen?
What's going to happen is it's quite, nothing is really going to change for a lot of us in like California away from that. But like, there are people that need a lot of help and assistance. And, you know, for me included, I'll tell you right now, the Affordable Health Care Act, I need.
Yeah, so what's going to happen when that gets repealed? Do we just...
We'll call Steve Heyman and be like, yo, dude, what can I do?
I mean, cause are they also making
it... Because they voted for it, but now when you...
They voted to repeal it, yeah.
The Senate approved that, so now it has to go to the president.
So so they are choosing to no longer have Obamacare, you know, Affordable Care Act, but are they still making it... a requirement to have insurance, like for legally, or
I mean, that's all up in the air. He doesn't have a plan yet. He's basically saying, they voted for it, and like, we don't want this, but if their replacement is basically saying that they're going to, it's basically going to be the same similar thing to the Affordable Care Act, but they're taking away a lot of the
good parts about it, like the pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. Yeah,
thank you. Pre-existing conditions, things like that. A lot of that's going away, and that's one of the biggest things. For me, no, I don't. I'm lucky enough to not have anything, but that's not everyone.
So just curious, like if they're – so they're also taking away the government assistance?
No, that's why it's the most frightening thing, because I can't pay $300
Yeah, because that's what my coverage would be.
Yeah.
But like are they – so they're taking away the assistance, but that – but if I'm no longer legally required to have it, I'm just not going to have health insurance anymore. I'm just going to cancel.
Yeah. And that sucks.
Yeah. If they're going to force me to pay $300 a month, like, I just want to know, is the legal, everyone has to have it? Is that aspect repealed?
That's part of the Affordable Care Act. So if you repeal that, you repeal everything. And he wants to bring his own thing in.
But they don't have one yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, again, like you said, he starts tomorrow. Tomorrow.
And he's taking the weekend off. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah. I saw something saying that he wants to, he's not actually going to do anything until Monday. He's taking Saturday and Sunday off after the inauguration to enjoy the weekend before starting on Monday.
Holy.
So he'll be the president for 2 days. He's taking his first 2 days off. Two and a half. Opening weekend working, and he's taking it off.
Well said. Well said. Enjoy the weekend. You're right. You have hired no one. You have this country needs help, and you are an awful fucking human being.
Day one, first 3 days where he's technically in office.
Not going to be there. If he wanted to actually be a good president, the first thing he should do is try to win over some of the people like us.
Mm.
However that is, I don't think it'll ever work. And we went to a comedy show last night, Dubtopia. If you're in LA, please go
every month,
every single month, go see that and follow Cher and Didi, who are fantastic human beings. But the entire thing was based around shit. Here we go. Here we go. Deal with it. It's 4 years, and you know, you can deal with it. A lot of people are dealing with it in certain ways. And here in LA and in DC, there's going to be a huge women's march, and that's going to be awesome to see people give the fucking middle finger in a nice peaceful protest to Donald Trump. So I would like to attend one of those.
I saw pictures on Twitter of someone who was in D.C., and they were just taking pictures of just, empty sidewalks and empty streets, and they were in a cab, asking him, has it been, crazy since, inauguration and stuff, coming up? And the cab driver laughed. He's like, this is the emptiest I've ever seen, D.C. Everyone's gone. Everyone who lives here is like, nope, bye-bye.
Yeah, no, and there's senators, and there's politicians and things that are just skipping it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, nope, we're not going to support this guy. And it's like a list of a bunch of people from the House of Representatives that are just like, no.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And no celebrities want to go, and nobody wants to support this guy. And that's what we need.
I love that he had a tweet a while back like trying to make it sound.
I can't believe he's taking the fucking weekend off. Yeah. Sorry, go.
Yeah, he had a tweet saying that, you know, all these A-list celebrities want to come to an inauguration, but no, I just want the people. You know, but I was like, no, no one wants to come. Like,
yeah,
you can't. You no. You the you Bruce can, Springsteen cover band canceled on you, which is amazing.
You can put a very nice spin on this any way you want when nobody answers because you have to.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, his other tweets are, you know, every time he tweets about jobs and stuff like that, like he'll be like, you know, thank you Ford for deciding to, you know, open up your new factory in America instead of Mexico, blah blah blah, because he just keeps tweeting about like different car companies who are, you know, opening up warehouses in Mexico. He's like, no, you're gonna pay big border taxes. And then he's like, oh, thank you so much Ford or whoever, like for deciding to actually keep building your cars in America. But like, those decisions were made like years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like Ford like has come out like, we decided to do that back in 2012. That had nothing to do with you. You can't take credit for business decisions that just were made years ago without your involvement. And you act like you've now just brought 20,000 jobs to America when that was already happening.
Yeah. Which is also was super shitty with, Obama when he first came to office. He acquired a fucking presidency that was...
Yeah, he took over from fucking Bush.
Yeah, he took over a presidency that was already failing. So when in 2008 the crash happened, it's like, that's not his fucking fault. Like,
yeah.
That was a lot of fucking... I want to watch that movie, The Big Short, but it was like a lot of those fucking...
That movie's good.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now.
It is now. I just saw that. So, Josh...
Yes?
What if anything,
mm-hmm,
would make you... Not come around on him, but what would make you be like, that was pretty cool.
With Trump? If he was to do something?
I don't know if we've talked about this. I feel like maybe we haven't, maybe we have. I will say if he can actually do what he said with like jobs. Like if he can bring like the people that
I mean, that's
believed in him.
Yeah, that's the only
give
like,
them the jobs. That's the only thing.
Yeah, like, that's the only thing that that I can remember from his campaigning and his platform and his promises and stuff. The only thing that he has said that he was going to do that I haven't been like, well, that's a bad thing. Like, yeah. I don't want to build a wall. I don't want to do all this stuff. Like, those aren't promises I want you to keep.
There's no way a wall is going
to happen.
The
only thing that I, you know, I would want him to actually keep his word on would be to somehow create a whole bunch of new jobs. But I would need to know that it was because of something he did and not him just trying to take credit for jobs that are just happening to be made anyway.
Yeah.
I would need to see kind of plan, what he's doing. I would like him to do things with schools. Like, that's what I would want to do. If I, you know, if I get as successful as I would like to be acting wise and I'm a millionaire making movies and all this kind of crazy stuff, like where I would want to put money, like extra money and stuff, you know, that people do for charity, stuff like that. I would want to invest it into like building schools, like in neighborhoods that don't have it, or, you know, neighborhoods that statistically are uneducated in terms of, you know, people dropping out and stuff like that because there's, you know, way too many students, not enough teachers. So, like, I would want to do things that would set us up better for the future, put in a lot more elementary schools, science, middle school, high schools, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like in poorer neighborhoods, and, you know, I would want to focus. That would be my focus. Would be to, you know, give kids the chance of a starting chance. You know, so they're not just fucked right out the gate because they can't even get into a school, and so they're forced to just, you know, do jobs or you know, crime and stuff like that because they have no other way to make money. Like, no one's gonna hire them because they couldn't even get the education. It wasn't even available to them. And so that's what I like. If he did things like that, if he opened up a ton of schools, if he actually created a bunch of jobs, if he did those, I could overlook, you know, him as a person and his racist outlook and stuff like that. You know, but if his actions are the same as his words,
they have to speak louder. Yeah, they have to speak louder.
But if his actions are the same as words, then like, there's nothing this guy can do because all of his words are junk.
Also, his EPA nominee said that if we keep taking all the wind, this is not verbatim, but if we keep taking all the wind, the planet will get hotter because wind is a finite resource. And I was like, what? And somebody had a meme already that put that quote next to, and then right underneath it was Bill Nye going, yo, bro, you even science? And I was like, yep, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Wind is a finite resource.
Wind is a finite resource. We can't just keep collecting it all.
You can literally make wind in a lab.
Fantastic.
Just hot and cold air bumping off of each other.
I love it. I love it. So that's pretty frightening. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
I agree.
I move on. It's happening.
Let's talk about something positive.
It's happening tomorrow, and there's really nothing we could do about it. I did not. I'm so sorry, listeners. I did not get a chance to go to DC and set up my sniper perch. So murder is not going to be happening. But do you know what?
Think it will though?
Man, I don't think so. I think there's going to be so much goddamn security. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of. There's going to be a lot of reported things. Mm. And that's just like, you know, Obama's life has probably been in jeopardy since he's been in office. But the Secret Service is so goddamn good at their job that it just goes unreported.
Mm-hmm. If Obama can make it out unscathed and, you know, all of the people who don't like Obama are the racists who voted for Trump, then Trump's got a better chance than most people who hate Trump are peaceful, normal people.
Yeah. So it's just, it's one of those things where it's just like, there will be attempts, but it's, there's a lot of,
but they'd have to
unless it's
out,
public.
Yeah. They'd have to take out both. They gotta get Trump and Pence.
Yeah.
Cause Pence is not a great replacement.
No, he's not. And, that's happening. So let's move on just for listener's sake. It's all happening. They're listening to this on Friday, the day that it, probably they're just finished watching the thing. So let's talk. This is a classic Josh and Leo podcast.
Classic Josh and Leo podcast.
Thank you. We talk about video games. We talk about things we enjoy. Josh, you are playing a couple video games. A
couple of video games
recently that I've watched you play. I am knee deep in Final Fantasy. I'm enjoying that. But also, I just started, finally. We keep talking about it. We've always said, let's get this, but I finally gamified it. Life is Strange.
Yep.
Played the first thing of that. It's like a very Telltale-ass video game.
Telltale-ass.
But it's done really well, and I think the ending of it had me intrigued and interested. So
nice.
That's me, but we have something bigger than probably any of that to talk about. Last Guardian.
Yeah, so I beat The Last Guardian.
Okay.
I will not give spoilers for the story, but I will say my experience with the game playing it was not really enjoyable. It feels like an old game. It feels clunky. The game mechanics are not fun to play. It has some of the worst camera angles I've ever seen in a game because you're, you know, alongside this big ass creature, which is awesome. That's the best thing they did was the personality of
Trico. About Trico. Like Trico was this
big old feathery puppy cat thing, and
I've been described as that.
Yeah, the best of us.
Yeah, that old excuse.
But yeah, so they did a great job with personality, made it feel like he was an animal who would respond to you and, you know, care about you, and, you know, so they did a good job building that relationship. But you know, you're this big creature that you're riding on, and you go through a lot of like really small.
And again, you're riding on it. You have no control.
Yeah, you don't
thing.
Control them. Which is one of the. Also, one of the kind of frustrating parts is getting to like do stuff. You're like, hey, over here, and he's like, a real animal would. Like, you can't just make animals. You know, and there was a point where there's some rushing water, and he didn't want to get in, and I like grabbed him by his neck and dropped him in.
Thank you. I was Josh
and TMZ was there. Was there?
Yeah. For those that are obviously can't see us, which is everyone, which we classically say, Josh and I just looked at each other, and go, oh, you mean like the
yeah, both on the same page, but. But yeah, so they did a good job with the relationship. But oh, it's gonna be, you know, with this big creature, and you're walking through like this real narrow hallway, and then the camera, like, there's not room for the camera, and it just, the camera goes in the wall, camera goes inside Trico, camera goes in you, camera just goes to the ground, the ceiling. It's like there were times I did not even know which way to move the controller because I didn't know which way the camera was facing, and if that would take me further where I need to go, or if I'd be backtracking or going sideways. Like, it was a mess.
Yeah.
The story was interesting. It was a little confusing still at the end.
The makers of Eco and Shadow Colossus, I'll be honest, Eco never finished. Shadow Colossus will go down as one of my favorite games of all time.
So I will play that, and I'm just going to play it just like I did Last Guardian. I'm not going to care about the trophies. I'm just going to play through the story just to see what the experience is. And so I kind of decided that early on when I looked at the trophy list for Last Guardian, because it was like, you know, beat it multiple times or, you know, beat it under 5 hours. I was like, well, that's just not fun.
I always knew that there's the minute I remember, like, you told me, it was like almost when I first started playing the game, like, you were like, yeah, I don't really like, you know, what was it with the underwater open oceans and stuff like that. Mm. And there's in Shadow Colossus, there's something that is constantly swimming like underneath you, and then it will pop up and you have to like,
so scary,
get on it. And then there's moments and it's like flying around and then goes back underwater, and you have to like hold on while it's underwater. I'm just like, Josh is going to hate this moment.
But yeah, so the story had some, it was, they explained enough where you can kind of fill in the pieces for yourself and try to, you know, be like, okay, well, I'll rationalize this way and stuff like that. I'm glad I played it. I'm glad I at least know what the story is, but as far as like one of the greatest games ever, no, and definitely not worth waiting like 10 years or however long it took them to make this game. If the game would have come out back when it was supposed to, back on PS3, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more, because there wouldn't have been a decade of games that have improved on video games since then. If it would come out initially, like, oh wow, the graphics at that time would have been amazing. The graphics were okay. Granted, they have a very unique art style that's, you know, like Telltale games or modern games, but it looks hand drawn and stuff like that. So it's not supposed to be like photorealistic. And so I couldn't tell sometimes if this was just their style, like kind of the sketchy kind of look, or if it was just the fact that it was just 10 years old.
Yeah. It's also like a game that was made for PS3. And I think you said when we were talking off the podcast, the thing that I wanted you to hit the most was,
yes,
you said maybe don't play it, and you can word it better than I can, but I just want to say it first. Maybe don't play it, just watch a YouTube video. And that is not a fucking compliment.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, when they try to make movies of games, I usually am not a fan. I do want to see Assassin's Creed. I heard it wasn't great, but I want to see it. But, you know, they're making, you know, that supposedly they've made more progress to make the movie of Uncharted, and that I don't want to even exist. The Uncharted game is some of the best games of all time in terms of story and the characters. Like, I care so much about the relationship of Drake and Sully and all of them, and I don't want that to be tarnished by seeing actors now have to recreate this. And like, I'm already invested. I already had a wonderful experience. The set pieces of those games were amazing. And, you know, I was behind the wheel making it happen, so it felt like I was connected to it. But I don't want an Uncharted movie. This, I feel like, The Last Guardian should have just been a movie. It should have just been like a 90-minute cutscene, and that would have gotten me the same connection of these characters in the story that I needed without all of the frustrating gameplay and awkward controls that just kind of hindered the whole experience. I would have rather just watched the game,
which is super frustrating for me, because my favorite thing about playing video games is playing a video game.
Yeah.
So like, the gameplay should be the paramount thing that you want to enjoy and, you know, play. The cutscene is a moment that you can put down the controller and be like, okay, yeah, that's about high time for that. And Tomb Raider, I think, did a great job of that. It got a little long in the tooth, I think, a little bit. For me, it kind of was...
Did you ever finish it, the second one?
I did. Okay. I did. I finished it way longer than it needed to be.
Hmm.
And then again, that's kind of like me who had just played Uncharted, which I felt also went a little bit long. But this felt like double that length. But I'm saying, like, in the sense of, like, at this point, maybe do I finish it or do I just watch a YouTube video?
You should see what the story is.
Yeah.
Like, I do want to play it, and I don't want you to tell me yet one way or the other, because you had a pretty big theory pretty early on in that game. I don't want to know if you're right or wrong. I do want to play the story. So, but without giving that away, did you enjoy Rise of the Tomb Raider? Or that's the name of the second one, right? Or is that the first one?
It's Rise of the Tomb Raider. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I did enjoy it because the gameplay was so much fun. Without giving anything away, it kind of fell flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, still a really enjoyable game. I think Rise of the Tomb Raider I enjoyed the entire experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those like things when you've...
The final act is
something,
just kind of...
Yeah, you've played something for 20 hours and you're like,
this is it.
This is going to be awesome. And is this the end? And then no, it keeps going for another 5 hours. And you're like, oh my God, is this the end? And then it still doesn't end. And you're just like, okay. And then when it does end, you're already, I'm just
been ready for it.
Yeah, been ready for it. And then it's when it does fall flat story-wise, like, the game ended on such a note that I was like, you know, like you could have ended 5 hours ago and then taken these 5 hours and put it in the third game. Cause I'm just yo, like this was not needed, but
interesting,
but it was still like, I still enjoyed playing it. And that's the difference between this and Last Guardian. What it sounds like you, I mean, I could hear you audibly not enjoy any portion of this fucking game.
Which sucks too, because it makes like that should not, it should not be a game that you get even mad at because it's not hard.
Yeah.
The game is, it's just, not even like really puzzles. It's just like, okay, now you're in this room. You got to figure out a way that you can get you and Trico out of here because obviously he can't fit through the doors you can fit. So you got to find some lever to let him out. Like that's most of the game. It's not hard. Like you don't really die unless the controls are weird and you fall off a cliff for no reason. And so like this should not have been a game that I ever got remotely frustrated with, but I got frustrated with lots of times, and it was just because of the technical glitches. And I was like, come on, like, just move, get up, like, do things. And it was just so clunky feeling, you know, because you're not really fighting enemies. Like, you yourself don't ever fight anybody.
Yeah.
So it's not like Uncharted where you're constantly getting killed and shot because you're playing a crushing. You're getting so mad because you got to, like, you know, start all over and come up maybe like a new, you know, route to take where you have more cover. This is literally just that you shouldn't ever really die from playing this game. The only way you die is, you know, the controls are just kind of fucked.
Which is, again,
there's a trophy for playing the whole game without dying.
That's
so
insane.
And there are several times at the very end of the game where you could just easily die, like on accident. And I did. And so if I had gotten to that point and just accidentally died,
oh,
there's no way in which I play this game.
Because you and I are trophy hunters, and when you were telling me the list of this game, I was like, what?
Yeah, if like, you were to platinum that game, you would no longer like that game.
Yeah,
because you'd have done it so many times and so many things you'd have to do. It would just take all the joy in the, you wouldn't even care about the relationship between you and Trico, and be like, all right, hurry, gotta do this fast,
And also, he probably wouldn't do it, but that's like one of the most enjoyable things for me is like enjoying the story. Getting out,
yeah.
When you can beat a game, like I don't like playing a game. You know what? Not only do I not like, I just don't play games twice.
Yeah.
So when I hear that, I'm immediately like, if I see, you know, I beat, oh man, I don't know what game it was, but I beat a game on the hardest difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was, but it gave me the trophy for that, but not the other like three.
The other two, like medium and easy.
Yeah, and I was like, no, if you don't stack, like that's not the point. Like, cause I want to platinum games, but you platinum way more games than I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have it in me in a sense of like, cause you will go back and like start new characters and you'll play.
I enjoy like, that. If it's like an RPG type of thing, yeah, I enjoy that so much. I love creating new characters, messing with the stats, especially for games like
I saw you create 9,000 characters in Fallout.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
Yeah. Like that. And like,
shout out to sweet Maddie, whose sister got Fallout for Christmas.
Speaking of Maddie, we'll have to talk about her in a bit cause y'all took her spin class today.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, her sister got the same Fallout thing that I got with the Pip-Boy and all that stuff.
I love it.
But her sister's 8, I'm 32, don't know what that says about me. But so
says everything you need to say.
But yeah, so I like when it's a game that, you know, when you start over, it can have a totally different experience, like a Skyrim type game, you know, like, all right, well, before I was all stealthy and I was like shooting bow and arrow and like sneaking up people with daggers. Now this time I'm going to be a friggin' guy with a giant two-handed axe and I'm just going to go swing. You know, I love that aspect. I love starting over in those types in RPGs because
and
I'm
life.
Not. Yeah. Yeah. That would be my power. I like starting over. I like creating new characters. Start over, make new choices. But I don't like playing through the same thing again when the only thing that's different is just the difficulty level. If nothing else is different, I'm not making different decisions. I'm not changing the story. I'm not saying different things during dialogue. I'm literally just doing what I just did, but now it's harder.
Then why do you have so many platinums then? That's a question, I guess.
Do you like
finishing a game?
Or I mean, I like getting trophies. I like having a high trophy score. I won't do it on games where they do require you to play the game multiple times. But if it's something where it's like, okay, I just missed a few collectibles and I just need to go back and get those, then I'll just like reload the chapter.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I need to get some more kills doing this specific way. I need to blow up a few more guys with grenades. But if it's literally just like complete the whole game multiple times, no. I already know I'm out when I see that that's, I know I'm not going to go for the platinum when I see at the beginning that that's a thing. Or if like, from, unless the game is great, but if especially if it's a game I'm renting, GameFly or whatever, if
Blockbuster,
if I'm going to Blockbuster on a Friday, but if I see that there's a trophy for beating on the hardest difficulty level and the hardest difficulty level isn't unlocked from the beginning because you have to beat it first on normal, No, I'm not going to platinum the game. I'll just play through it once. I'll get whatever trophies I get and then I'm done.
Here's a question. Do you think that when you look at a trophy list and let's say Last Guardian or just willy-nilly Titanfall 2 was another one, and you see that you're going to have to play the game multiple times to get the platinum, do you enjoy that experience more when you look at that and go, oh, okay, I can play how I want? Or do you enjoy the experience more when you say, okay, I can platinum this in one run? Like, what's more enjoyable to you?
I think it depends on how fun the game is.
For anyone listening who is probably
not a gamer,
way bored with this. Josh and Leo Bugas. A platinum is when you have completed everything that the developers thought was important in a game. So
yeah, so you get all the trophies, and then the platinum is just the one trophy for getting all of the trophies.
Yeah,
so that means you did everything to do. So it depends on how good the game is and how much fun it is. If it's a game that, like, I don't really enjoy playing, like, say, like, there was another trophy that I could have gotten on Last Guardian, like, going back and doing something. Like, at this point, I don't even care. Like, I don't want to go back and, like, redo anything. Like Uncharted games, when the first few Uncharteds came out, like, you had to unlock Crushing, which is the hardest difficulty. Dumb, so you had to play it through a second time, but there were so many things you didn't accomplish the first playthrough that it's like, well, okay, I missed half the treasures.
Yeah.
And I got to go through and play through anyway and get those treasures on almost every chapter. So I basically have to replay the game anyway and might as well play it on Crushing and get a few more of the other trophies that I missed. Like, you know, oh, I got to get 10 more kills with a sniper rifle because you never get a sniper rifle in that game.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I love the game too, that I don't mind replaying it. But if it's a game that's like I'm not really a fan of and I know I don't want to replay it, then yeah, it's, I guess I like to at least know that up front. I don't want to play through the whole game and then realize, oh, I'm never going to platinum this.
Yeah, because I do Gamefly and I'll look, not beforehand, but I'll look at some games and just be like, no, because the first thing I do is I pop that trophy list and I say, what do I have to do? Like, is this possible? And I look through it and go, no. And I feel like maybe I enjoy myself more when I could just go, let me just play this game.
Yeah. Like, it definitely takes a load off. You're not thinking as much. You're not like, okay, how many, I'm at this boss. There's some trophy I got to do a certain way or blah, blah. It's like, all right, I'm just going to play.
But also, there's the other end of that I love that. I love that.
Yeah, if you're having fun with the game, then it's like, all right, I don't mind doing this thing. Oh, I got to kill this guy, but only with a headshot, or whatever.
Because I feel that, like, speaking of Uncharted, I think that has a very doable list.
Yeah,
and I think so far
I've platinumed all four of them.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And in Final Fantasy,
I haven't done the fourth one, so I got to get the rest of the treasures. But it's doable. Yeah, I beat it on Crushing. The only thing I think all I have to do is literally just go back and get treasures.
Got
to
go back and do that. I've been playing Final Fantasy, and I am super on board with this trophy list. That's a way to do a trophy list. It's like, it's stuff that's going to happen along the way of the game.
Yeah.
And I think I'm like 30 hours in, which is so nerdy and awesome. But like, I've finally figured out a part that I love the story. I'm in it. I just need to get, play it some more. And it's an enjoyable list. It's a list that can be done. But the last trophy is the one of beating that guy.
Big old monster
72
thing.
Hours. Yeah. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, apparently you're supposed to work on them like through the game. Haven't even found them yet. Aaron found them like hour one. I haven't even found them yet. So I don't know what the hell I've not done or who I didn't talk to. So
interesting.
Yeah. Aaron is a huge, like, he sent me a Snapchat at 4 a.m. with his like controller and his character being like, I'm back at it. I'm like, you're a maniac. I love it. Josh, you asked about spin class.
Yes. Yeah. So today y'all took, sweet, sweet Maddie's sweet, sweet spin class. Sweet, sweet Yoda.
Sweet, sweet. Did you say sweet, sweet Yoda?
I said yoga.
Oh, I thought you said sweet, sweet Yoda. I was like, I agree.
Sweet, sweet spin, sweet, sweet yoga.
We went to Yas.
Yas.
That is a fitness center in Silver Lake, right on here, Perian, here in LA, where we live. It's 20-minute walk from us. But it was super great. Maddie, sweet, sweet Maddie. I have more respect for her on this day than I probably had any other day.
Yeah, you disrespected her a lot. You had no respect for her.
But no, I saw her in her element and what, you know, she was like really good at and crushed it. And it's almost like a performance. Like it was almost like she.
Yeah. So she's the instructor.
She was the instructor of spin class. And then also she took off the mic and then went straight into yoga. I mean.
Were you doing yoga on the bikes?
No, we were not.
Oh, okay.
I brought my own mat,
mm-hmm.
and then they had mats that you could use there. They were the exact same mat that I have. Hashtag Target. I kept saying
hashtag that. Mine was old. Hashtag stole one of theirs.
Yeah. Hashtag probably should have switched it out. But no, it was super fun. It was very interesting to see the same person, sweet, sweet Maddie, go from 30 minutes of boom, 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 excitement, pep you up. Here's the music playlist. You got 30 seconds left, 90 seconds. Here we go. Step it up, go down, and then immediately go that to then like,
oh.
Yeah, like, all right, now here we go. I want you to get in a downward dog. And she did it really well. And it was, you know, for how old she is, I respect her.
She's 92.
Yeah, she did all of this. Sweet, sweet Maddie. But no, I find it very, very fun, very cool, and very awesome of her that she, at her age of 92, is doing this and
yeah.
is really, really good at it. So that nice. Was, it was really cool. It was cool to see another element of a friend that you had not seen before.
Yeah, see them do their thing.
Yeah, and they were doing it, and it was. I was just kind of like, yeah, like the entire. And there was one time when she, you know, looked, gave me like a nod, and I flicked her off a couple times.
Nice,
because it was like, yo. I'm not, let's be real, I'm not a big cardio guy.
Yeah, I hate cardio.
I will lift weights all day. I'm not a big cardio guy. And she, over that course, I looked, I burned 800 calories.
Damn. In
48 minutes, 49 minutes, that an hour, and it was an hour, but yeah, you were moving for some of that. But yeah, in my workout, it was like an hour long, and it was, I burned that, and I was just like, shit.
Huh.
I'm now like, I want to do this. So. Plus, it was really fun because there was a big group of co-wanderers.
Mm-hmm. Who Maddie is.
Maddie
is. We wander with Sweet Sweet Maddie.
We wander with Sweet Sweet Maddie, and Brian loves wandering when I say wandering. So I'll say co-wanderers for you, Brian. But a bunch of us went, and it was super cool. I did not expect it. I thought it was just going to be me and one other person that came with. And it was fun to see, like, oh, you're putting on your shoes. Also, hold on. I've never seen this.
What?
A man comes into the gym and goes, do you have any shoes?
What?
He didn't bring workout shoes. I've never seen this. This is 11 o'clock.
And he just walked in barefoot?
I was signing. I don't know. He had
like flip-flops?
Sandals or flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
He goes, I'll take a size 10. And I was like, what? And I looked behind there, and they had shoes.
Oh.
In Yas, Silver Lake. So I guess you could just go almost fully nude. Also... If you take, yes, because like, they have everything else.
Yeah, underwear, they have shirts, pants. I'm a 32, 32.
Yeah. They have towels, and everyone's mind was blown. Clayton and Chris included. Shane's brother was there, Chris.
Nice.
And he was super excited about it. And if you got a towel at the end of the day, they all try to return them. And she was like, no, you're good. And they were like, we get to keep this? And you got to keep the towel.
Free towels!
I know, right? Yeah. So it was super fun. It was cool to be surrounded by co-wanderers and also just people, you know, some people's first time. Like Clayton had never done spin. And then immediately he had never done yoga.
That's crazy.
And he loved it. And afterwards we talked about it. And he's like, dude, that was great.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah,
I've done yoga from doing P90X, but I've never done spin.
And then we immediately left spin. As we were all like talking, like, what do you guys want to do? We all went and ate like burgers and breakfast,
yeah,
and beers and mimosas.
That's the Maddie way.
I mean, we did, yeah, I guess. And she kept saying, like, yeah, that's why I eat so much. You burn so many goddamn calories doing these things. So,
yeah.
I thought that was pretty impressive. And me, who will normally work out at home, it was also very nice to go someplace, and you and me, we do, you know, P90X. Mm. You recently have been doing it more reg, but I'm going to get back to it. But like, it's I know it so well that I can just like listen to music instead.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that today's, because I need to do one, because one of the workouts for P90X3, it's called The Challenge, and it's just back-to-back.
Ooh, is that today?
I wish it was, but it's not, but I might just do the challenge. I might just do it anyway.
Yeah, do the challenge.
I'll do the challenge, but it's literally just push-ups and pull-ups, like back-to-back with different types, but like, you don't need the video. Because you can just look at the list. Yeah. I know what the moves are. That's usually the only reason why I watch the videos is because like sometimes I forget what the name of these moves are. And it helps to like get a refresher on like what the form is and stuff like that. And sometimes a lot of P90X3 things, because they're all 30 minutes, it's not necessarily like reps. It's not like how many reps you can do. It's literally like just do this for 45 seconds. And so the video got that timed out for you. And so, but I was like, I was even thinking, all right, next time I do the warrior or the challenge, I'm just going to listen to music while I do it, because I'll just look. Okay. It's military push-ups. Okay, it's wide front pull-ups. Okay, it's this. Do it.
Yeah, and when you and me were hardcore working out for a little bit, we created our own
workout. Yeah, we made up our own
time. You time yourself. So yeah. That was fun. I want to get back to working out with you because it
does help doing another person. It's more motivating.
Yeah, but it's like nice. It's like, cool, I did 15. You did 22, 25. I want to do 20 at least.
Yeah.
So like, it is nice to have that.
Makes you push yourself. Yeah. You want to
match the person. I'll push myself, but at the same time, there are, you know, if I'm like, cool, I did 15 push-ups, I'm good. But it's like
could have done more.
Like, yeah, like you said, it's like a lot of people quit too early.
Yeah, speaking of push-ups, yeah, just the other day on Martin Luther King Day.
Dude, congratulations.
So another co-wanderer, our buddy Chris Wood, asked me and another co-wanderer. Brian's going to love all these wandering references.
Wandering, Brian, fuck you.
If we would do something with him, because he wanted to get motivated to do something more, you know, athletic, or, you know, do something to get better shape. He went asked if we would do 50 push-ups for 50 days with him. Me and yes, Kyle.
You.
Just me.
Fuck you, Chris.
I don't think you were at work that day when he came up with the idea.
I was invited. Actually,
and Chris
I was
didn't invited even ask
like
me.
2 weeks later.
Kyle came up and asked me.
See Kyle.
Yeah. And, so that 50 push-ups every day.
It's not a Hitler reference for anyone, for anyone that needs to know.
Yeah, but it does sound like one. So we, every day for 50 days, we did 50 push-ups and filmed it. And, I did not post any of mine because it's annoying after a while. So I just shared with them in a private Facebook message group so they could, you know, see that I was doing it, keep them accountable. Yeah, so that we finished the other day. Martin Luther King Day was day 50 of doing 50 push-ups every day. And it does feel weird not doing it now. He said he's, you know, kind of kept doing it anyway, just to film it, just because it feels weird to not do 50. He'd be like, get ready for bed. He was like, yeah, just do it. Just do 50 push-ups.
That's cool. I saw he had, you know, this one's for Leo.
Yeah, did day 51.
Day 51, because we had talked about it while we were wandering. Josh, let's call Brian.
Okay, let's try it.
Let's try it. He's a Josh again. Josh, Brian, Mexico, whatever. Fuck off.
Josh, Brian, Mexico.
Josh, Brian, Mexico. Fuck off.
Yeah, what time is it in Mexico right now?
Oh God, I don't know Mexico. I mean,
it's gotta be the same as ours, just one of the time zones because it's just right below us. I just don't know where he is in Mexico, so I don't know if he's Eastern or
maybe right now it's
Central.
As we're recording this, it's 7:11 p.m. Maybe there it's 7:11 pesos. Is that how time?
I think it's 7:11.
No, you are completely right. That is 7:11. We are calling Brian. Your microphone's in the back. Hold on a second. There
you
go.
Yeah. You want to be this way? My ears?
No, you whatever you're.
Oh, because of the speaker. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, it rang once and it stopped.
Yeah. Is that because Mexico?
Oh, man, did he get Mexico'd?
Oh, dude, he's getting Mexico'd right now.
Okay, so hang up. I'll try again.
And then I want you to call him via Facebook Messenger as well.
I have never done that. Can you do that?
You can do that. Yeah, you can call somebody. I mean, if anybody listening to this also wants to call Brian, it's 312-320? Am I right? 320?
I don't know.
Oh, you can. Does it say it when you look?
No.
No? Shit. All right, we got some more rings. He's getting un-Mexico'd. We are calling Brian Colbert Kennedy.
What if like his outgoing message is like, hey, it's Brian, a bit of a jump.
He just changed it.
Hey, this is a voicemail for Brian Colbert Kennedy. I think you know what to do next.
At the tone, please record your message.
So presumptuous.
Finished recording, no. You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You leave him a message.
Hey, buddy. We tried to call you for the podcast, but I guess since you're down there and tomorrow's inauguration, you're going to get caught in the other side of the wall. So I guess I'll never see you again.
I love you. Also, your message, change it. It's dumb.
Oh, snap. Or as they say down there, el snap. Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Wow.
Hey, it's me, Brian. You know what to do. Oh, God. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to call me, and I'm Brian, and it goes to voicemail. I'm going to do the best impression of what I just heard, and then vice versa.
So I'm calling you right now?
Calling me, but I'm Brian, yeah.
I'm actually going to call you?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought we were about to listen to each other's out-of-way messages. No, right. Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hey, it's me, Brian. You know what to do. All right, ready? Ring, 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 a ring, a ring, ring, a ring, 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 ring.
This is Brian Colbert Kennedy. I think you know what to do next.
Oh, you win. Hey, it's me, Brian Colbert Kennedy. I think you know what to do next. Oh my God, I just figured it out.
What?
I know what I'm going to review.
What are you going to review? Brian's going, oh, God damn it. Brian's going to love this.
Well, Brian didn't answer. So, Josh.
Yeah.
Throw it to me.
Oh, hey, Leo.
Yes, Josh.
Can you please give us all a 3-word review.
Fantastic.
Of the outgoing message that we all just heard from Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Of course.
Followed by a meow that a cat would leave as its outgoing message.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course I will. Short, sweet, dumb.
Meow, 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 meow.
Nice.
That was the outgoing message, and I tried to do it in the way that Brian's was.
Let's listen to our, I don't even know what my outgoing message sounds
Ooh,
like right now.
That's a great idea. I don't have my phone on me.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to
cue mine up.
Go get it somehow.
Yeah, let's see here.
Yeah. I think mine is, it just goes, hey, what's up? I'm a cool dude.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a cool dude. Everyone knows I'm cool, so what's up?
Mine could be stupid, too. I don't know what mine is. Yeah. Mine is probably some kind of joke. I don't even remember. Let's play it.
You know, how are you just playing this?
When I go to where my settings is to record a new voicemail.
You can listen to the old one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know if I can do that.
Guess I can't really play it on speaker. I'll try doing it like this.
Yeah, do this.
See if that works.
It sounded better with the top.
Hey, this is Josh Patton's outgoing message. I cannot wait to hear your incoming one. Didn't mean for that to sound so sarcastic, but oh well.
That's you. I mean, that's you, though.
That's what it said. Okay.
Wait, you could call me now.
Oh, yeah. I just call you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it said, hey, this is Josh Patton's outgoing message. Can't wait to hear your incoming one.
You know what? Call me.
All right.
We'll see what happens. Because I was going to say, what if she answered?
Someone's calling me right now.
What?
Oh, it may be Brian. But it's just, then there's not enough numbers. I'll answer it. Hello?
Hey, stupid.
Yeah!
Brian, you're on the podcast.
Yay! I hope I would still catch you. What's up, you fucking American?
Oh, who's my little Mexican boy?
Hello, it's me, your little Mexican boy, Briano.
Oh, Briano, you little cute little Mexican boy. I love you. Brian, I love you.
Hey, te amo, mi amigo.
What number are you calling me from? Because on my phone it pops up and there are not enough digits for a phone number.
Oh, it's my phone.
Interesting, because it didn't even pop up your name.
Well, probably because I'm in a whole other country, man.
But But it just stops. It says your area code, and it says the first three, and then it says the next two, and then stops.
Hermano, things are different down here, man.
He said, brother, things are different down here.
Mm.
Very good with the Spanish, Leo.
Thank you. I'll show you some more good things when you come back.
Are you talking about your dick?
No, I'm talking about my little pepitos.
Oh, pepitos. You have a couple of huevos for me, amigo? Ooh,
show you my huevos, amigo.
Oh. What are you guys talking about? Something stupid?
I mean, yeah.
We were just making fun of your voicemail, and then we were listening to ours. So, yes, talking about something stupid.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I changed mine recently because I was sort of sick of my old one.
Yeah.
What was your old one?
I'm already sick of your new one.
My old one was like I was pretending to be an assistant of mine, like my own assistant, but it was very long, so I got rid of it.
Nice. Can you get rid of the new one?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you, dummy, okay? Now get rid of it. I'm trying to have a good time on vacation over here.
How is Hanging with Jude's? Is the episode almost finished?
Hanging with Jude's is super tight. Episode number one, Hanging with Jude's, coming at you soon. This summer, for sure.
This summer, for sure.
This summer?
Yeah, for sure this summer.
Yeah, no, it's really great.
It takes a while. It's editing. I'm in my last night here. It's all editing. I'm on my last night here, and my mom has taken me to this place called Los Ototes, and we are meeting, we met a couple of her friends that she's made down here, Elaine, who is a Mexican man from Mexico City, and
Elaine?
His name's Elaine. He's Mexican and French, and that's his name.
Okay.
He's really cool, okay?
No, I'm not judging it. I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure you were right. You could be high on all this, on this tequila and drugs.
Yeah.
No. I'm not high on any drugs. I've had some tequila. I've had some cerveza, and I've had muy tacos. No, mucho taco.
Muchos tacos.
Let me get this right. You said you're not high on drugs.
Tacos, but they are muy
you've had a mini taco, and you've sucked a lot of dick. Is that the three things you just said?
Leo.
Yeah, no. Spanish isn't great, but we're pretty sure that's what you just said.
No. So, okay, you guys can. I can't wait to hang up and you guys like dissect what I said in Spanish and turn it all gay and shit.
I mean, so you're coming back tomorrow?
So I'm coming back tomorrow. I'll be home in the late evening after all hell has broken loose.
Oh, well, I mean, you're not going to make it then. The wall will be built before you're back, so you're going to be stuck down there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to die in the sky for sure, if I even take off. Yeah.
Oh my god, die in the sky is one of the worst things I've ever heard in my
life. Yeah, I think it's automatically going to shoot down, even commercial flights, anything coming from Mexico into the U.S. tomorrow after he's sworn in, it's just going to get shot down. So
I think so. I think they're just going to assume that it's just a bunch of rapist Mexicans and just shoot us all down.
Yeah, die in the sky. It sounds like my ex-wife.
Die in the sky. That's actually episode one of Hanging with Judy out this summer.
Die in the sky. Out this summer. Be on the lookout for it. And if you forget, that's cool, because so did I.
For sure. For sure.
I love you, Brian. It sounds like you're having a good time.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I gotta eat these tacos and everything. So I love you guys so much. I can't wait to hear how you make fun of me for this. And see you in the next life.
Brian. Oh, my God. Brian, take a shot while you're on the phone.
Take a shot while I'm on the phone?
Yeah.
All right.
And then
I just bought the most expensive mezcal. I'm not gonna.
All right. Well, don't shoot that.
Well, while you're on the phone, steal one of Elaine's tacos.
No, he doesn't have any. I got them all.
Nice.
Nice, dude. Well said.
All right. Wait, could you hear this if my mom said hello real quick?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna just say hello, okay?
Josh and Leo, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jude's.
This is my son, and we're drinking mezcal.
That sounds wonderful.
Let me get it back to my son, and I miss you guys a ton.
Jude's, I love you. Jude's, I love you.
We love you. Say hi to all the animals.
I love you, guys, too. We'll see you soon one day, okay? I love you, babies.
Love you, too.
Judy loves you, babies.
She loves us, babies.
Oh, Brian.
We're going to drink some mezcal and eat some tacos.
Brian, do you know?
Omar says hello.
Brian, do you know that that is now my mom and now your mom has been on the podcast and we got to get Josh's mom on?
Josh, we got to get your mom on the podcast, bro.
All right.
Gots to.
Hanging with Jude's, episode 2, coming 2018.
Oh, yeah, if we're not all dead by then.
Josh, I was oh my God. I was just in the middle of reviewing your voicemail when you were calling.
I'll change it. Let me know what you guys think about the new one. I'll change it.
No worries,
tomorrow.
Dude. I'll tell you the three words real quick. It was short, sweet, dumb.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Leo reviewed your outgoing message as his three-word review.
Oh, wait, what were they?
You want to say it again?
Say it.
Short, sweet, dumb.
Short, sweet, and dumb. All right. Just like
the
Leo. Love it.
Aww. Don't talk about my huevos
Come
and my right, pepitos like that.
All
right, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Enjoy the mezcal, enjoy the taco, enjoy
fly
the Elaine.
Fly safe, can't wait to see you.
Thank you, my friends. Adios,
amigos. Bye-bye.
And that's when Brian disappeared from the from the face of the earth.
Bye, Brian.
So, yeah, that's about it. I got short, sweet. That was fun. That was a fun little addition to my review. It's funny that he called back immediately.
Yeah.
Josh, what do you want to review?
I was just looking and it was, it's weird. All right. So you were right. His number is 312-320.
Please don't say it. And then, don't say any more than that.
But then the number that called was 312-328, but then still the correct next two numbers, but then no other numbers. Actually, no, it wasn't even the correct next two. It was close.
Maybe.
It was off again by one.
Maybe because he's on a different network.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Weird. Okay, what am I going to review? I'm going to review.
You haven't called me? You know, call me. That was one last thing.
That's what we're doing until Brian interrupted. Yeah,
call me. If my phone is answered, then you can keep talking.
Yeah, because it'll
be hilarious.
Yeah, if your phone is answered, the person who sees that it's me calling is like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Megan King.
What?
Nothing. You're just on speakerphone on the microphone. No big deal.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hey. What are you doing? What's up?
I was just hanging out in the next room.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cool.
How's that next room doing?
Next room talk.
Is it bumping?
It's my favorite.
Oh, sweet.
It's popping. Y'all should come in.
Oh, man. We will be there soon. I was actually
calling. I'm having the best time.
Man, that next room sounds great.
Josh, do you want to
one second. I'm about to call again. We were listening to each other's outgoing messages. So I'm going to call again. Really glad that you answered because now you're on the podcast. But now, this time, just let it go to voicemail so we can hear whatever Leo's outgoing message is.
Got it. Okay, bye.
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 Nice. King Ma'am on the podcast.
Who answered my phone?
King Ma'am.
Why does she have my phone?
She's a phone thief?
Fucking phone thieves, dude. Phone thieves are the weirdest. I already hate it.
You already hate your outgoing message?
Yeah, I can already tell it's gonna be dumb. I've not heard this in my own ears, so this is gonna be very, very strange. Very cool to have Jude's on there.
Yeah.
They're fucking Jude's. I hope it never stops ringing.
Good insert time of day here to you. You have reached Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. Few stats about me to confirm you have reached the right person. 1, I'm a male. 2, I'm 5'1" tall. 3, I weigh a low 320 pounds. If all that checks out, please leave a message after the beep.
Fantastic.
Checks out. I mean, you are definitely 5'1".
My favorite is my mom and my sister call me a lot, and they constantly have to hear that if I don't answer. Hello, insert time of day here. Josh, what do you want to review? This is dumb. So dumb.
I am going to review I believe I've reviewed this show before. In fact, I'm certain I have. But I have now watched all of season 2 and the current episodes of season 3 Ooh. Of one of my favorite shows, just that's currently on.
I know what you're going to say. I'm excited.
Man Seeking Woman.
Yes. Josh.
Yes.
Could you please give us a 3-word review of your favorite show that I have yet to watch even one? Thanks for inviting me to watch it with you. of Man Seeking Woman. That's on Hulu?
Season 1 and 2 are on Hulu. Cool. It's a show on FFX. On FXX.
A lot of X's, a lot of F's.
FX, www, da, 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 that's, that's their website.
You can find our stuff and theirs on the same
site. So FXX, they do some good stuff. Like out, you know, out of the wall kind of crazy stuff. They have, it's obviously Always Sunny. It's also the same network that does that Taboo show, which I have another episode of that to watch, but they put out some good stuff. But yeah, so that's where you can watch it. But season 1 and 2 are on Hulu. Season 1 might be on Netflix now. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Could you please give us, as I said, 3-word review,
meow,
followed by a 4th-wall breaking cat meow.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like that's kind of what this show is all about. And it's maybe not like 4th-wall, but the way you've described it kind of sounds like off the wall, fun, weird. But I said the 4th-wall breaking, so please. Yeah,
that's
you.
What we'll do.
Was that you?
That was my nostril.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was right. You must have been right on the mic because I just heard, thank you.
Yeah. My nose was itching and I kind of like, it's like mushing my nose and like, you know, like your nostril kind of like gets stuck shut for a second.
Yeah.
And then it like came undone. And that was the noise it made.
For sure sounded like a little mini fart.
Maybe a little nose fart?
A little nose fart.
That might be my new outgoing message.
Nose fart.
Hey, it was just.
Brian will love it.
Yeah. All right. Clever. Hilarious. Inspiring. Hey, everybody. Guess what? I'm not a fucking cat. that was his meow.
Okay.
Breaking that 4th wall.
Wow. Fantastic.
One
of the best we've had.
Yeah. So the
short and sweet.
Yeah.
And it, the actual only time that human talking is allowed in a cat meow. Yeah. Does that make sense?
So the show is, so it's very, very smart. This show, yeah, it doesn't break the 4th wall, but it deals with everyday situations. And I never really watched the show, but I get the feeling that maybe it's kind of similar, and the fact that they kind of like bend reality and stuff a little bit, well, a lot, just kind of like that, like Ally McBeal. I never watched that show, but based on like
they bended reality, and
they would do crazy things in that show. Based on, I mean, they had a fucking little dancing baby, and like baby, like right. if like a hot guy walked in, like their tongues would blow, like hit the floor, like kind of like a cartoon.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like that show had like a bunch of crazy CGI stuff in
I
it.
I had no fucking clue.
Yeah, but I also don't know, since I never watched the show, I don't know if those were things that were more like daydream fantasies, like in Scrubs, where he would just kind of look up and then something crazy would happen, then come back and just back in, you know, so all the weird stuff was actually just in his head. But this show just takes things and, just deals with them in very extreme circumstances. So like the last episode I just watched, is, the main character whose name is Josh. He has a new girlfriend and his mom really wants him to bring her over for dinner, and so the, but he says, you know, his mom's got all these crazy like things where, you know, if you know, it's easy to offend her. Like if she does, you know, something, it says something, like if you don't respond the correct way, you know, she'll be upset, which is like, you know, that trope, that idea of that has been done in every sitcom, everything. Yeah, like, meeting the mom, blah, blah, blah. But like the way they handled it is like, we have to, you know, go see an expert. And so they go to his older sister and her has like this office that's set up, like some like nature expert. There's like skulls and stuff like that, like all over the wall, all over the wall. And she's like, I lived with them for 18 years and I've learned their culture and stuff like that. And so like, you know, but they go through like the scenarios, what this mom might do. For instance, like, you know, what would you do if I hand you this? And it's just a, like a newspaper article that's been cut out. And the girlfriend like takes it. She's like, she crumbles up those trash. She's like, it's garbage, right? And like, to us, it is garbage, but to her, she considers that a gift. Like, you, that, so treating the mom as if, like, it's some, like, jungle tribe where, like, you know, she's lived, the sisters lived among them. Let me teach you their ways. So you don't upset their culture by doing the wrong thing and pissing her off. But, like, you know, just, like, to extreme things.
I wonder if it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Season one might be by now.
Okay. Cause you said Hulu. I was like, I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like,
I love this show.
The more you talk about it, like, the more I'm like, I really, really, really,
it's
really want
to watch it. Very, very smart and just taking it situations.
Sounds like my kind of humor.
Yeah.
Too,
that so. We can all identify with. And then, like, one episode, I think this might have been part of the season two finale. The two best friends, Josh, and his, best friend Mike, who's played by Eric Andre. Nice. They both like the same girl, and so they are about to actually fight over her. And so they do like a Power Rangers thing where they both morph into their like, Ultra Josh, Ultra Mike, and then these two giant robots are in the city, and they're like about to like fight, and everyone's like running, and you know the news crew is saying, "Oh man, we got the two giant robots who will probably destroy the city, be a lot of deaths today, blah blah blah." And like that's another thing they do, like a lot of the time the news will just like update. Like everyone, like, so Josh just got dumped today and blah, 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 blah. But everyone, like, they're starting to, about to fight. And then they're kind of like, talking about the problems. And like, everyone's just like, after all, like, why are they fighting? And so the two giant robots just stand there, like, talking it out, like, amidst, like, these small cities.
That's awesome.
Like, hey, man, like, you know, it really bugs me because, you know, girls always like you. And finally, a girl was into me and you know, you still came in and, like, got her attention. It's like, man, I didn't know you felt that way. And everyone's like, come on, fight already. And like, there's just two massive robots who are just,
talking
like,
talking it out.
They're, like, hugging it out. One of them, like, he, like, pulls, like, a switch, just, like, cry. And, like, you know, tears start coming out of it. And then it cuts to some dude down the street who's, like, getting doused with water. But just stuff like that, like, you know, to handle the fact that two guys like the same girl and they just went to this crazy extreme thing where they just reality in every episode, like, you know, there's no long lasting, like, you know, it's not like the next episode, like, man, so crazy the robots destroyed the ring. It just kind of happens.
Yeah. And I enjoy that a lot, that it's there's no,
you just do whatever you want.
Continuity.
Yeah. Like the continuity of like the main storyline, but like the crazy ways they like handle it is, you know, that's just how they handle it. So very, very clever, very smart the way they like take the approach. It's based on a book. Like the guy who created the show also is the author of the book called Man Seeking Woman. I really want to read the book, but he's behind the show too. And I feel like that helps get his, you know, style and sense of humor across. And then what did I say? He said hilarious. Like I laugh out loud every episode. You hear me?
Yeah.
I'll be out here just with my headphones on, and every episode makes me laugh out loud, which I rarely do, especially by myself.
For sure.
Because normally I could just like appreciate, because I like to write, and you know this, which just leads to my next word. But normally I just like appreciate comedy, and like oh, I, you know, and because also a lot of times I can kind of like see where it's gonna go. I can kind of predict the joke based on the setup. Like okay, you know. The best execution would be this, and like, oh, they did that well, and you know, because I'm kind of coming at it from the person who also does it, and so like, I just kind of like can appreciate it where I'm not really like an audience member. But this show is so friggin' off the wall, like, I can't predict it. Like, and so every time they do something, it's surprising to me, and so I laugh, and then I also appreciate, like, man, that was smart. That was a really smart way that they.
It takes a lot to surprise you, too, because you're a very comedically minded human being.
Thank you. And so, yeah, so this show surprised me every episode. It's easily one of my favorite shows ever. And so inspiring because it makes me want to write. It gets my brain working in ways that it doesn't normally, and so I'm trying to like come up with like a new approach, and so I had an idea for a web series, and I already wrote the first two episodes. It has nothing to do with like necessarily this style, but just it's just like a new thing, new energy source, whatever, to give my brain a new stimulant, like, hey, like, let's use this other part, you know, when we would normally write differently or something like that. Yeah. So it's a good motivator, you know, thing, makes me want to, you know, make more stuff and like, you know, something in that vein.
And that's something I said I want to do in this year. So I would love to.
I'll email you all the scripts.
Yeah, I'd love to be a part of it, obviously.
And, but yes, so I can't get enough of the show. I hope it just keeps going. I don't know how many people watch it. I don't know how popular or successful it is, but I hope it keeps going.
Cool.
Like that's a show, like I would even, you know, I don't own a lot of stuff like on Blu-ray, especially shows, because I don't really watch
anymore.
Stuff.
I mean, cut to us years ago.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's a show that I would be curious to hear like director commentary or, you know, writer's commentary, like, you know, like stuff like that, because it's just, it's so good.
That's one thing with Life is Strange that I'm very interested about after I beat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
they have director's commentary.
Yeah, you can play the game with commentary, which is interesting.
I like that a lot. I think more games should do that because I would replay. That's something that would get me to replay a video game.
Yeah, if while you're playing it, like, you know, you're hearing the commentary of like how why they came to this decision. Yeah,
so
like
this
or like what it could have been. Like, we were actually originally, you know, dealing with, you know, considering this idea.
Because I've been dying to replay The Last of Us, but like I don't have a reason to. Like, I don't have a reason to. I want to just, I don't know why, but I just want to replay it.
I would love to replay it before the sequel comes out.
For sure. And that will definitely happen. But I'm saying, like, for right now, it's just like, I don't really have a reason to. Like, speaking of, like, trophies, yeah, it's on PS4, but there's not, you're not going to earn trophies and get, I think I finished the first one with, like, 13%.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's just like, fuck. Like, I would love to hear Neil Druckmann and all them be like, this is why.
Yeah.
He makes his choice. This is why he made this character
especially,
gay. And,
especially, no spoiler alert, especially for the ending of that game.
Like, yeah, shit. But, also, yeah. you need to play Left Behind immediately because
I will 100% play that before the new one comes out.
Cool,
but I would like to play the whole game again. But yeah, so I highly recommend Man Seeking Woman.
Yeah.
It's
again Hulu. Check it out. First two seasons, you said. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look on Netflix probably right when I walk.
Yeah, hopefully at least the first season's on because you know Always Sunny and stuff like that is.
Yeah.
So, but it's so good. Like that's a show that I would rewatch as well because each episode is kind of standalone-ish, kind of like a cartoon, and I'm sure there are bits or details that like I might have missed the first time, and it sounds like it. It's so good. Yeah. But yeah, so that was so I watched you know season one way back when, and then so now I'm all caught up and
cool,
so good. But yeah, that was my review.
Cool. I want to watch that show as well as all of you should. But most importantly, thank you guys for listening to episode 63 of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. I have been one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. You can find me behind a microphone, in front of a microphone, or inside of a microphone.
Ooh. Or a microphone inside you.
Oh my God, Josh, I don't know. Josh, that's up to you later.
Oh, hell yeah. I am another host. I am Josh Patton. I am on Twitter at www.twitter.com/@Patton_Josh.
I don't think it says at on the Twitter thing.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's what made that website unreal.
Yeah, that's what was strange. Yeah. You're right.
But yeah, Twitter at @Patton_Josh. Been trying to get better about writing jokes. That's all I really use Twitter for. You know, pretty regularly, and want to get back into that. You know, writing stuff, little blips and blurbs and things.
I got a couple random Twitter followers recently.
Oh, nice!
And I think it was because of this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing else that I've done. And I was like, I think it's because of this.
Yeah. I have like a little over 700 followers and recently two people with really big followers, like thousands, like 30, 60,000, you know, which is huge to me compared to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, 30, 60,000.
30, 60,000. Like, one of them has 30, I think one has 60.
Those are 30 numbers?
Yeah, 30, 60 million billion.
Oh my God. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, a bunch. But they started like retweeting a bunch of my stuff and following me, and that got a lot of their followers, you know, hey, that's funny. And so that felt good. And so trying to get back into tweeting more funny things on a regular basis.
You've done it.
Thanks, man.
You're fantastic. You're also really good at doing Brian stuff. You want to do that?
Yeah, Brian, you can find him on Twitter at _BPCK. His website is iambck.com. And, I mean, last week he told everyone to stop following him, so I don't even know who wants to plug that anymore. But yeah, so that's what he's doing.
Good point.
Yeah. His website.
Or go see him in Mexico. I don't know.
Yeah, go down to Mexico. He'll be back tomorrow, but whatever.
you got tonight.
Yeah, you got before you hear this podcast to go find him.
Well said.
But he'll be back, and then next week should be all three of us, right? We got Vegas coming up in a bit, but that's not next week.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun
maybe
one.
Maybe we'll do a Vegas, because actually we will be in Vegas for...
On a Wednesday.
Yep.
So maybe we'll do a Vegas podcast.
We'll do a Vegas podcast.
And
yeah, we say that now, but
we'll
see.
We'll all be dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and yeah.
Bye!
This is Brian Colbert Kennedy. See ya.
Hello.
Hello again.
So we're doing our sign off. Do you want to tell everyone your social media so that people can follow you?
Yeah, on Twitter and stuff.
I have a Facebook.
Oh, sweet.
And that's it.
All right. Where can people find you on Facebook?
They can find me at facebook.com/king.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. You own the entire king?
Man,
I don't know how social media works.
Hell yeah.
Well said.
I don't have a tweet.
You ain't got no tweet?
I ain't got none of that tweet.
You gotta get some of that sweet tweet.
Sweet.
I want some of that.
It's very simple. Just sign up.
Oh. You know, how am I gonna get me some of that tweet?